The pastors in America are lying, telling you that you can live in sin and worldliness. The pastors are telling you to fill up their pews so they can make money. John Cooper is one of those guys. Look at my testing of Skillet right on the front of don'tperish.com. John Cooper's a heretic, false teacher that only cares about his false gospel and making mammon off of you. He's making merchandise off you. John Cooper's a multimillionaire off of selling the so-called things of God. He's too much of a coward to come out and bring his Bible out and talk truth. Don't be deceived by work. Satan's ministers of righteousness and angels of light. Satan is actually an angel of light in the Bible, neighbors. Satan's not a guy with horns and pitchfork and fire. Satan is a beautiful being that comes to deceive you. You're being deceived today in this culture. You're being deceived by every fleshly, carnal, false way, neighbor. I'm no better than you. I used to be part of this. I used to drink and party and carouse, and I used to fight, and I used to think that that was living life. The more flesh, the more fun, the better for me then. But I'm different now, transformed by the Spirit of God. And if you really were transformed by the Spirit of God, if you really had a faith that saves you, a faith that changes your heart and your mind, if you really had that, neighbor, you would not be here. The Spirit of God did not lead you here today. Jesus said, whatever my Father did not plant is going to be uprooted. Jesus did not plant you here. Jesus did not plant you in the Sunday church system. Jesus did not plant you in worldliness and carnality, pride and vanity and sin. Jesus did not plant you in your rebellion against a holy God. Jesus did not plant you so you could continue to trample the blood of the Savior. The Father plants in fertile ground that hears the word and obeys the word. But see, when I lived like the world, like you folks, I did not obey the word. I hardly even heard it. But my heart was pricked by the Holy Spirit, and I began to follow and obey. And I began to seek His word and His truth. And I began to walk in righteousness, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The shed blood of Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection called me to repentance. I changed my mind, I changed my ways, neighbor. And when I changed my mind, the Spirit let me change my ways. I worked with Him. I began, as a born-again child of God, to walk in holiness and obedience. You're not holy here. You're not obedient here. This is not righteousness of God. This is fleshly, carnal entertainment. This is sin. Transgression against God's law. And I preached it earlier. 1 Samuel 15 says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You're all practicing witchcraft today. You're rebelling against God. And it is likened to witchcraft. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft is doing spiritual things your way, not God's way. That's what you're doing today. This is a fleshly, carnal, spiritual offering when you live your life outside of what God's called you to. It can start out in the flesh, but trust me, Satan has made it a spiritual situation. You know why? Ephesians 6 says we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and darkness and rulers. This is who you should be battling. Satan himself is deceiving you in these lines of entertainment and sin and carnality. And some pastor just tried to defend this by telling me about John Cooper from Skillet, who preaches a false gospel, worldliness, and sin. Look at my testing at Don't Perish on John Cooper. It's on the front page. It shows you why John Cooper's making merchandise of you. John Cooper's going to give you a false gospel. Raise your hand, just believe in Jesus, while you live like a hooligan and a worldly man like Cooper. You're not going to gain eternal life that way. Jesus said his sheep are not of the world, John 17. John Cooper and men like him and the churchianity system is of the world. If you're here, you're of the world. If you don't repent and your death or his return, what's going to become of you? Judgment and wrath. Sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth, neighbor. It's loving to tell you this. Because if the street preacher doesn't tell you the truth, pastors aren't, the media's not, John Cooper's not, the internet's not telling you the truth in 99.99% of the cases, the biblical street preacher, the messenger of God, is going to come and tell you the truth. And the biblical messenger of God says, put your faith in Jesus Christ, turn ye and repent, change your mind, change your ways, so you can be born again by the Spirit of God when you obey Him, to walk in holiness and obedience and seek the kingdom. But you're not seeking the kingdom of God as you live like the world. Test yourself, sir. You're not seeking the kingdom of God as you live after the pattern of the world and the churches and the flesh. You got to repent, neighbor. Test yourself to the word of God. Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thess 1. He's not the baby in the manger anymore. He's the fiery lion of Judah. He's coming. He's going to vanquish all sin and evil. He's going to destroy the works of Satan. This culture is the work of Satan. This is actually Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Look up our testing of skillet. It's on the front page of our website, don'tperish.com. You're being deceived by false workers.
Thank you.
You're being deceived by worldly false ways, neighbor. Excuse me, sir?
Are you a nonprofit organization?
I don't belong to any organization. I support myself. I've retired early, and I do this. I've been telling people, I got plenty of money to hunt and fish the rest of my life. Why am I out here? I don't make money. I don't take money. So I can preach the gospel and warn my neighbors. You're being made merchandise of. They're skillets making money off you. I preach for free and warn you about the wrath of God that's coming for John Cooper and Skillet and you, lest you repent, neighbor. We love you enough to tell you the truth. Turn from your sin. Turn from your churchianity. Come out of every false way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus didn't die so you could live in your sin.
What do you got?
What sin might that be?
Jesus died to call out a holy, peculiar people for himself. The Bible says that if you claim Christ, you're not your own. One young man told me, well, I like it. I want to do this, as he had crosses on his arms. He's not his own. He's supposed to be obeying Christ, not living for himself.
Happy birthday.
If you're truly born of God, you don't live for yourself. You live for Christ. You obey him. He's the one that was beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for you. He's the one that made a narrow way. Test yourself, neighbors, to the Holy Scriptures. It's what you're going to be judged by. One of the biggest lies is modern pastors and men like John Cooper or Skillet telling you that Jesus died for your sin no matter how you live. No, the Bible says you got to come out of the world. The Bible says you got to flee your sin. The Bible says flee all appearance of evil. This is more than the appearance of evil. This is worldliness, carnality, and flesh. You cannot please God in your flesh, neighbors. Jesus didn't die so you could live this life. Jesus shed his blood to call you out, to serve him, to preach him, to know him, to love him. If you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. 1 John 2:15. You can't love the things of the world and love Jesus Christ. These bands and these men deceive you in sin and wickedness. Even the so-called Christian ones like Skillet that are not Christian at all. Skillet preaches a false gospel. Look at my testing of John Cooper. It's right on the front page of don'tperish.com. And I don't make a penny off you folks. John Cooper is making merchandise off you. He's a multi-millionaire selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. The selling of the things of God. Don't be deceived, folks. Christ is coming.
Between three cocks and a joke.
Christ is coming in flaming fire. And he's going to judge the quick and the dead. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. When you get in this concert, I want you to all look around. Thousands of people. Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny few of you are going to find eternal life. That's what he said. A puny few of you. And the only way you're going to find eternal life, you got to repent and come out of this before you die. You can't live in the world and claim salvation.
All right, whatever you say.
That's what he says, ma'am. That's what the Bible says. You can't live in this. You can't walk after the pattern of the world and claim the Holy Savior. Turn and repent, American neighbors. We're no better than you. We came out of the world. 20 years ago, I'd have been doing this stuff. Drinking, partying, and fighting. And everything else you could imagine. But why am I different today? I'm no better than you, but I'm different. My heart's been changed. I don't just attend church. I actually live for the Savior. He's changed my heart. He's changed my mind. He's given me marching orders, a purpose to seek him in righteousness. This isn't righteous. This is not righteousness. Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
Standing in line isn't righteous?
What you're standing in line for, sir? Carnal, sinful, fleshly music, even John Cooper's, who is a sinful heretic. You're seeking. I don't listen to carnal music. I spread the gospel on my iPhone. Learn to discern spiritually. A car is not evil. You can run people over with it, or you can go to work in it. A phone is not evil. You can watch porn on it, or carnal music, or spread the gospel on it. How foolish to say it's sinful to have a phone. No. It's sinful to be of the world. What is of the world? Lust of the eyes, pride of life. That's what's of the world. This offering is of the world because it does not glorify God. It does not lift up Christ crucified biblically. John Cooper's going to offer you a false Jesus and a false gospel. Look at my testing of him. Don'tperish.com. It's on the front page. He's making merchandise off of you, selling a false Jesus. John Cooper has not come out of the world. John Cooper goes to a corrupt heretic church in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. John Cooper is a hooligan. Look up the meaning of it. He is that. Joe Biden is a pagan Roman Catholic to boot. He is our president. We should pray for him. He's a lost man. So is Donald Trump. But I don't get involved in politics. I preach Christ crucified. I warn my neighbors you're on the broad road to destruction. I love you enough to come here and stand in the middle or on the edge of that broad road to warn you. Turn ye. Turn, forsake your sin. Forsake your worldliness, neighbors. Forsake your cultural ways. Throw out Netflix. Throw out politics. Throw out churchianity. Every one of them are false. Throw out this carnal, emotional music. Throw out your pride and your vanity. Did you know pride and vanity is an abomination to God? You dress yourself up. Clothes are a sin covering. Did you know that? Clothes are not a fashion statement. They're actually a sin covering. God shed blood in Genesis 3 to cover mankind. When you start dressing yourself like the culture, you know you're of Satan because this is Satan's culture. Test yourself, man. We love you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in righteousness. Righteousness, that which is right before a holy God. The churches are not teaching you what's right before a holy God. The culture is not. Music concerts are not. John Cooper of Skillet is not. Your flesh is not. Here, you're following your flesh this day. I followed the Spirit here to preach to you. I promise you, the Spirit of God did not lead you here, neighbor. Jesus said, whatever my Father did not plant will be uprooted. You were not planted here by God. Satan and your flesh has drawn you for this entertainment. And Jesus did not die so you could live your life your own way. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. One of the commandments is coming out of the world. One of the commandments is coming out of every false way. One of the commandments is to seek him in spirit and in truth. Today at this concert, you're not getting the Spirit of God, no matter what John Cooper says, he's a liar, and you're not getting the truth of God. So you're not in spirit, you're not in truth. That means the wrath of God is coming for you. But the good news is, you can be cleansed. You can be made new. You could repent. You could be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can be washed and cleansed and forgiven, but you got to turn from your sin, neighbor. No righteous judge is going to forgive you if you tell him, I'm going to keep breaking the law. God won't forgive you if you continue to live a worldly life. God calls us to holiness and righteousness, not sin and worldliness, neighbor. Feed your spirit, not your flesh. This is just flesh pleasing here today. Feed the Spirit of God in you if you're born of God. But you know, by the shed blood of Jesus, you have to repent to get the Spirit in you. And the Bible says in Acts 5, he gives the Holy Spirit to them who obey him. You're not obeying God here.
That's the only card you got, or you giving them
off? You absolutely can have one if you're interested in the truth of God. Yeah, it's got the gospel on it, sir. Test yourself. We love you. Test yourself to the Word of God. This is not the way of God. This is not the path to eternal life following the culture. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. Make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded. They don't do that in the world. John Cooper doesn't do that. To obey Jesus is to love and know him. To not obey him means you don't know him and you don't love him. What's going to be the outcome on Judgment Day when you don't know Jesus Christ and you're not born of him? He's going to say, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Matthew 7. You're not going to enter in just saying, well, I believe in you, Jesus. If you keep sin and practice false ways like this concert, you're going to be judged and sent away. You can't keep sin.
I sinned my whole life.
Bands like Seether, bands like Skillet, and all these other bands here. Why do you want one, sir?
Because I believe in Jesus.
If you believe in Jesus, why are you here?
What?
Because Jesus put us all here.
No, he did not, sir. The Spirit of God did not call
did
you
Jesus
to a carnal
not put
concert.
Us all here?
He didn't call you to a carnal
We're here.
Concert. You're here on earth, but you're supposed to follow him.
We followed him here.
No, you didn't follow
he's
Jesus
over there.
Here.
He
no.
Yeah.
No.
He's actually the lead singer.
Actually, when Jesus says, they tell you in Matthew 24, he's joking. In the last days, they'll say, Jesus is here. Jesus is there. Jesus said, don't believe him. I'm coming in the clouds, and I'm going to part the clouds. He's actually telling what the Bible says is going to happen.
What do you do?
False teachers tell you Jesus is here, Jesus is there. No. He's coming in the clouds, and you will not miss him when he comes. And I promise you, every knee is going to bow. Either willingly will bow before Christ, or unwillingly your knees will bow. He will master you. He will send you away to weeping and gnashing of teeth if you're not his. You can repent. You can be born again. But you got to lose this life. What did you come here today for? Entertainment of the flesh. So if you're here in entertainment of the flesh, it means you're led by the flesh. Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. Flesh leads to death and wrath. You can't be cleansed of Jesus as you live in your flesh. It's a sinful show that leads to destruction. The world leads to destruction. Satan's kingdom leads to destruction.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're all screwed.
You are, sir. You got to repent. You got to repent and come out. You got to repent and come out and seek after Christ in spirit and truth. Turn and seek Christ in spirit and truth. Lose your life for this glorious Savior. Don't follow the flesh. Follow goodness, truth, and righteousness. To follow the flesh means death, neighbors. The wages of sin is death, Romans 3 says. So your wages for this entertainment in the world and your worldly life is death. Your wages for your carnal church systems is death. But Christ gives life. Christ calls you to holiness. Christ calls you to truth and righteousness. Christ calls you to goodness. He said, come all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and he will give you rest. But you don't find rest. No, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. You don't find rest living your own life. You don't find rest living your own way, neighbor. The rest of Jesus Christ comes in the spirit and in truth, born again by the shed blood of Jesus through repentance. See, if you haven't come out of the culture, you haven't repented. Because Jesus said his sheep are not of the world, neighbor. This is the world. You can't deny if you're here, you're of the world. Christ is coming to destroy the world. Go read 2 Thessalonians. Jesus said he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Read your Bible. Jesus is not the long-haired, blue-eyed, easy on sin, love, love, love preacher. He's love. But you're only going to get one kind of love from God. It comes at the cross, the stake of Christ, and you got to repent to get it. If you don't get that love of God, guess what's left? The wrath. The wrath of God is coming for you. You're either going to get love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ, or you're going to get the wrath of God that's coming. And when you're of the world, neighbor, you're going to get the wrath. No matter what the heretic John Cooper from Skillet tells you. I have a testing of Skillet. He's a false teacher. Look it up at don'tperish.com. It's on the front page. He's going to lie to you and tell you, believe in Jesus. You can go to heaven. He doesn't tell you the truth. The cost to follow Jesus is to lose your life, to lose everything, neighbor. John Cooper has not lost everything to follow Jesus. These bands like Seether are workers of Satan. So is Cooper, deceiving you into every false way. What's going to become of you on Judgment Day? God's messenger has warned you. You're wasting your life on entertainment. You're trampling the blood of Jesus. Even if you're in a church tomorrow, you're trampling the blood living in willful sin, neighbor. Peter said, what a terrible thing for those that trample the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't trample the blood of the Savior. The wrath of God is coming. Flee to the blood of Christ. Flee to faith in him. Flee to seek after him in righteousness and holiness. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come.